Good morning, my name is Johan Els, and the thought for today, I am, said the Lord to Moses. But I want to take you to something else, Psalm 132 verse 2 and 5 and Genesis 49, 24, where God reveals him in the Hebrew language as God Almighty, El Shaddai. And it probably means, very literally, God is the all-powerful one. God is the almighty one. Although there's a question among many Bible scholars as to the precise meaning of El Shaddai, we can go to the scripture where in the Hebrew, the title God Almighty as El Shaddai is used. He is the Almighty, said Jennifer, Genesis 49. He is the creator of heaven and earth, Genesis 14. He's the builder of everything, says Hebrews 3:4. He's the King of heaven, says Daniel 4:37. He's God of all mankind, says Jeremiah 32:27. He's the eternal King, says Jeremiah 10:10. He is the only God, says Jude 1:25. He is the eternal God, says Genesis 21:33. He's the everlasting God, says Isaiah 40:28. And he is the maker of all things, says Ecclesiastes 11:5. Now, what does it say? It says, El Shaddai, God who is the almighty creator of heaven and earth, the builder of everything, the King of heaven, the God of all mankind, the eternal King, the only God, eternal God, the everlasting God, the maker of all things. He is able to do more things than you and I can ask or even imagine, says Ephesians 3:20. May I repeat that? He, my God, El Shaddai, the Almighty, he is able to do more things than we can ever ask or even ever imagine. He performs wonders and cannot be fathomed and miracles that cannot be counted. God's power is unlimited. And God wants you and me to believe by the grace of Christ that he can do all things through us.